for the most part, so there's got to be other life forms out there that, I mean, we may not know of it now because we don't have the technology to see it now, but definitely there are aliens out there somewhere, and they're going to find us.
I mean, I don't know about, like, aliens are just stuff that's not on pretty much Earth, but there's so many, like, different planets and, like, just the universe in general that I feel like there is some other life form.
Okay, yes, 100%. I love this question. First of all, the universe, real big, right? There's no way that there's nothing, right? I have no idea what level of intelligence or sentience it has, but there literally has to be something else out there. And I'm really holding out hope that there's something out there that can actually think so we can go be best friends with aliens.
The first question I would ask the alien is, what do they think of our civilization here on Earth?
This is a tough question. What do they do for fun?
How they survive, how, like the basic needs that they need in order to function. What cool-ass things they have there that maybe that's more advanced than us.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how likely are you to invade our planet?
I'd probably cry, to be honest. I would cry and probably, like, rethink what's going on in my life. And that would be like, what's up? How's it going? That's what I would ask it. I would just act like it's normal human, you know?
Keep it locked to WNY Oneonta, because all the other stations play this.
Jesse, I was just wondering your thoughts on vaping.
I love vaping. I have my own Juul.
What? Why would you ever want to purposely damage your lungs and increase your risk of respiratory, cardiovascular, and pulmonary diseases?
Oh, wow. I never really thought about the long-term effects. I just thought it made me look cool.
Vaping is definitely not cool, and I would not recommend it to anyone, especially my friends and family. If you know anyone that vapes, send them over to thetruth.com, where they can sign up for the first ever Text to Quit Vaping.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONI Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Wednesday, November 13th, the Center for Volunteerism and Community Engagement is hosting their monthly blood drive. Stop by at the basement of Hunt Union between 12 and 5 p.m. to donate some blood.
On Thursday, November 14th, the Music Industry Club is hosting a live set at Lee Hall at 7 p.m. Stop by to see Telescreens, Minted, and Orange Grove perform. There is a $5 fee with your student ID and $8 to the general public.
On Friday, November 15th, stop by Hobart Event Center at 6 p.m. for a family game night. Also happening on Friday, November 15th, at 6 p.m., the Gender and Sexuality Resource Center will be hosting a special screening of Screaming Queens Riots at Campton's Cafeteria, a powerful story that documents the story of 1966 Campton's Cafeteria riot. To learn more and reserve for this event, stop by Hunt Union 219. This has been your WONI Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. For more information about these events, you can visit Campus Connections. Have a great week and keep it locked.
train to nowhere. Figured she'd be unknown, then tried to stop the flight of running in the night. If there was a chance, she would take it. Don't give her a heart, she'll break it. When it came time to leave, she'd set another sight, and then she'd run into the night. Well, the weight of all the world is on your shoulders. Try to find the strength inside you. Open roads, the skies around you. Kick your heels, run into the
mushroom in my hometown. They pay for carbons, 50 an hour. You can get in underage if you're playing. Bartender's a cool guy. And every other Thursday we swap songs. Switch our feet, swing guitar and drums. Death Cab, Beatles and originals. Spend our money on the studio. Man, you should have made a record play to nobody at any venue. Sometimes when I'm on stage, man, I still miss you. We should have been in a apart, but we never dated them. We just went to the skate park. Used to play Stop This Train. You taught me how to finger pick. I always thought I'd open up for you and just be your guitarist. Yeah, I remember the night I realized I couldn't hire you anymore. I wanted to pour that bottle on the raven night floor. Cause we should have been in a band. Why'd I have to be so mean when we were 18? Why'd you get high about it? I'm just glad we got to rehab.
Don't forget to keep it locked. was me at my worst. I held my finger on the trigger, kept my thirst as ammo. I tore myself apart, killed myself on my own.
Every time. get ready. Now I can do anything. Four little corners, don't let me go. Five little angels sing, I can do anything. I got seven spirits, I got seven knives. Ten little rules broken, I can do anything. A dozen best friends telling 22 lies in 24 hours. I can do anything. A thousand more years to my big surprise. I ain't sleeping till after, cause I can do anything. A million to one, let the hero die. He's one in a million, singing I can do anything. I've been looking for
So we've been keeping him here, down where he can't bother anyone.
What's his condition?
We're not quite sure. His movement and behavior are violently sporadic. Nobody can get a hold of what he's saying or what he wants. Here, have a look. See if you can make anything of it.
What's that he's listening to?
College Radio. WOMY Oneonta. You'll go crazy.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy five-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude.